One of our major challenges for reopening the museum was kind of clarifying some of the misunderstanding. And while the museum building was closed, our institution itself was not. And by that, I mean that we still had traveling exhibits going out. We still had people visiting our archives. So I think that was one of the biggest things that we really worked on communicating, that our institution is still alive and well, and we're still building for the future.
As you said, your outreach programs haven't really changed, just the things in the building. How much has the museum changed?
We reopened on the 26th, and I think a lot of people who have visited the museum will actually be surprised to see some of the things that have changed. Both of our galleries, the changing gallery and the main gallery, have been gutted out and they've been renovated. And we've also had a lot of mechanical work to update our systems. We've had a lot of nice advancements in terms of, you know, structure and other things in the building.
I know some NKU students helped you with part of your collection. What did they do?
There were about, I would say, 10 that volunteered their Saturdays to come up and help me move our collections from the building so that it could be renovated. And they also helped me with cataloging and organizing our collection. So it was a wonderful experience for them, but it was also very helpful for me.
Tell me a little bit about the ribbon cutting ceremony that will take place on the 26th.
It's going to be an exciting time, and I think it really signals the start of a new day. So we're really excited to show everyone that we're open again and also have them take part in some of our festivities and see our new exhibit that's going up.
Tell me a little bit about the new exhibit. That's something that's specific for the reopening.
Yes, definitely. The new exhibit is entitled How I Got Over, and the title was inspired by Mahalia Jackson gospel hymn. Basically, the exhibit is about how African-American artists use their work to mobilize communities. And it organizes the art in such a way that communicates protest, spirituality, and celebration. It's a really powerful message of overcoming obstacles, and I believe that anyone can relate to that because we all have problems that's part of humanity, and this exhibit really answers how ways to overcome them.
And overcoming obstacles is exactly what the museum itself, the institution, is doing right now.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a reflection on what we've been doing the past couple of years.
You have over 9,000 artifacts, 350 manuscript collections, and thousands of photographs. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, that's really an unfair question. I don't see how I could choose a favorite, but I will tell you that I'm absolutely in love with our art collection. It's so inspiring. But it seems like I find something every day that is really inspiring to me.
You can find out how to get more information about the National Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center and the official ribbon-cutting ceremony on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Aaliyah Brown, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.